Hey, what's up, Giants fans? Brandon London here with another edition of My Best Move. I'm here with running back Shane Vereen, and we're going to go through some of his best moves in both the running game and the passing game.
All right, here we go. So the first thing that I look at is find the sticks, third and six, third and how far do I need to get to catch the ball to get a first down. So the first thing I want to do is when I release out of the backfield, I want to arc release and capture your outside number, your outside portion of your body.
Exactly. Because you're breaking out.
Exactly. For me, I want to take you down the outside part of your body. I want to push up to my depth of about 3 to 4 to 6 yards, which is about right here. Give you a little move, and then I'm breaking it out, keeping flat. Keep it flat, catch the ball, get the first down.
I think day one, everyone's just happy to see each other again. You know, we're together for so long, and then you get a break from everyone. And just to be back, and you know, this is a family. And, you know, to see your brothers again, it's a good feeling.
I know last year nobody was really satisfied with the running game in any way, shape, or form. Not in the running back room, I don't think as an offense as well. So that's definitely one of the areas we want to improve on, and I think a lot of the guys are working hard to do that.
I mean, we're going up against the best team we've played so far this season. I mean, obviously undefeated. So it's a great test, a great opportunity, I think. You know, a great chance for us to test what we got, you know, up against an undefeated team.
I definitely think we're learning a lot, especially in the early weeks of camp. Definitely learning a lot from the different guys in the room, which is kind of why I like having a lot of guys in the room, because everyone has a different style. Everyone brings something new to the table. So you can learn a lot from that.
3 touchdown catches. Looks like they're going to you a little bit more. Are you starting to feel comfortable with the quarterback and this offense now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, just the more games we play, the more reps we get, me and Eli connecting on passes, the more comfortable everyone's going to feel. Myself especially. I feel now I kind of have like a very good grasp on the offense and what things, and I can kind of anticipate, you know, play calls and stuff. So it's a learning process, but we're on the right direction.
You know, we talked about it earlier today. At this point of the season, you want to be playing in meaningful games. And, you know, and we have the chance to be a part of a very meaningful game on Sunday.
You know, just the confidence to go out there and play well. You know, the trust in each other, trust in this team and the system, and then the beliefs that we have here. I think we have a lot of talent on this team, and I just think we need to come together and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
It is the brand new game that is sweeping the nation, or at least this studio. Know Your Vereen!
Yes!
Shane and Brock in studio with us here today. What is this game all about, Shane?
Well, okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
A little bit of a role reversal. We're going to ask you guys the questions and see how well you guys know the brother Vereen.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with this.
I'm not seeing confidence. I'm not seeing a lot of confidence.
He's going down.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I got confidence.
The preseason game versus the Dolphins, as soon as you got the ball, there was somebody right there in front of your face. Now, what's your thought process in reading holes and which hole to hit and when?
My reading is A gap, B gap, C gap, in that order. So I take my open step, drop step to give time for the puller and the fullback to get in front. And in this case, it was just the puller. As I was approaching, I noticed that there was a blitz coming off of this side. So all I was trying to do personally was just lessen the blow by trying to spin off of it. Luckily, he missed. I stayed up, spun, and was able to get out the backside.
That's what happens when your Madden overall is better than the next player's
that's
overall.
That's what happens when you tap the circle. Yeah.
Now, who had a 4.0 GPA in high school?
Well, I will say that with no disrespect to you, Brock, or the fine institution of the University of Minnesota, I would not have sent my transcripts to Cal Berkeley without a 4.0.
Yes.
The answer is,
and always has been, Shane.
Oh, no. The funny thing here is there was a slight miscommunication because your GPA was a 4.0, I believe. I actually had a 4.4.
Oh, snap.
So sitting next
counting?
To you two right now.
No one's counting, though.
I feel very disrespectful.
No, but the question was 4.0, not 4.4.
True.
And luckily for us, he's right most of the time, you know, if not all the time. And it's easy to follow behind that each week, each practice, today, yesterday. He's pushing us to get better, to be better than we were yesterday. We have the best team in the NFL coming to play. We have to play our best. And you can rally behind that, and you can really, you know, feel the energy.